And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with us as usual. Hi, Lee.
Hey, Michelle. Well, by now, just about everybody who's a sports fan knows that Phil Mickelson won last Sunday's Masters Tournament, and that event was hosted at the Augusta National Golf Club in Georgia. But, Michelle, in your commentary, you mentioned how no one seems to be talking about the fact that Augusta National still doesn't allow women to be full members. Here's a clip from Monday.
Augusta's refusal to allow the top tier of American businesswomen access to their hallowed membership roles tells all girls in this country that yet another door remains closed to them solely because of their gender.
And many people went to our website to offer their thoughts. I'll read a post here from blogger Nate. He writes, I fully understand your argument. He says there's nothing stopping anyone from building the world's most advanced club and making it for women only. And Nate goes on to say, quote, if this were about something other than a strict luxury like a school, something that not having the opportunity to use would truly put one at a disadvantage, then I'd be fighting too.
Thanks, Nate. But they said that about the lunch counter sit-ins too. Okay, they said that was just about a hamburger. But I take your point. Lee, our recent conversation about date rape also drew lots of comments. We spoke with two American university students, one of whom wrote a column in the student newspaper suggesting that women who become intoxicated are partially responsible if they are then raped. Here's a clip from that conversation with AU student Alex Knepper.
When you inject yourself into that kind of arena, when you're dealing with alcohol, when you're dealing with anonymous sex, that the rules change, that there are certain signals that you're sending out that the man can reasonably interpret as an invitation to sex.
Later, we receive this message from blogger Joe. He writes, and I'll let you know it's a little harsh. He writes, I hope that Alex Knepper never finds himself in a situation where he has been drinking and another man decides that they want a piece of him. And I'll mention here that Mr. Knepper did disclose in our program that he's gay. Joe went on to write, awareness is the key here, not the fact that the person was irresponsible in over-imbibing.
Thanks, Joe. And Michelle, also in this week's parenting conversation, we talked to former NFL player Rodney Peete. Now, he's the husband of actress Holly Robinson Peete. And Rodney talked to us about the challenges of raising their son, RJ, who is autistic. And after that conversation, we caught up with blogger Cindy. She posted this to our online forum.
I also have a son that has recovered from autism. I spent so much money and time going to doctors and specialists that only told me to medicate my son and that there was nothing else I could do. I now can't see his personality because he is no longer like a zombie who lives in his own world. Those doctors and specialists that tell parents that autism is not reversible need to stop looking at their outdated textbooks and start looking at our children.
Thanks, Cindy, and all the best to you and your family. And finally, Michelle, a clarification. On Wednesday's program, we talked to sports writer David Zirin about recent news that NFL player Ben Roethlisberger will not be criminally charged after a woman went public with sexual assault allegations. Mr. Zirin said that this was the second such incident for the football star in the past 8 months. Actually, the prior incident allegedly took place in 2008. The lawsuit for that incident was filed in the last 8 months, and we should also mention that the NFL says that Roethlisberger will be disciplined in some manner. And one update. Yesterday, we reported that more than 6,000 teachers in Miami staged a sick out earlier this week to protest a bill that would eliminate teacher tenure and replace it with merit pay. Now we're hearing that Florida Governor Charlie Crist vetoed that bill, calling it, quote, significantly flawed, Michelle.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name. You can also log on to our website. Go to npr.org, click on Programs, then on Tell Me More, and blog it out.